And it says that they won't prosper. That don't mean just financially. That means in life as well. And their flock shall be scattered. Behold, the noise of the brute is come, and a great commotion out of the north country, to make the cities of Judah desolate and a den of dragons. The nation that once loved and served God is now scattered abroad because of their idolatrous ways. They let the leaven of the Gentiles around them lead them. And they became leaven, and God had to drive them out with the king of Assyria and also with Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. What a waste. This is replaying itself again. Modern day newfangled gospel, it doesn't warn people that sin will kill you. They want crowds and money and fame and an easy life. And the people, they're satisfied not to know God. They don't study the word, and they read into the word their own imaginations. But see, when you study in scriptures and chapters, you know, I was going to church for years. This is what happened. There were things I was learning in the prayer room and not hearing over the pulpit, and that's bad. Now, when you go in God's presence and the preacher's preaching what God told you in private, that's good. And it's more like that now at the church I go to now. So let me finish. He said, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Pour out thy fury upon the heathen that know thee not, and upon the families that call not on thy name, for they have eaten up Jacob and devoured him and consumed him and have made his habitation desolate. We're at the end now. But God is with us, and his return is imminent. This is a day that we must get to know him, because he loves us so much. He's paid a high price to save us and help us grow in him. As we follow him, and as we get to know him, you'll have a greater comparison, and you'll be able to do greater works. Others may disqualify those works, but God will be with you and help you. Now, never take it lightly, your authority. Never take lightly the covenant vision you're going to gain from studying and reading his word, receiving his word. Not just reading it, but receiving it, letting it be a part of your life and making adjustments by the word. That's why heaven is such a wonderful place to go to, because that's what everybody does. In heaven, people don't act like people on earth. In heaven, people are always growing. They're in the love of God, learning things. And you don't have to go to heaven to do that. You can do that here because the Holy Spirit came to guide you in all truth. And you're going to be learning things from God, how to love him, how to operate in his kind of love. And you'll get people out of the ditch that they were born in. There are people that's in Islam, that demonic religion, that want to do right, but their teaching is demonic. There are people in every religion, the Buddhist, the Hindus, there are people that just really want to do right. And they were born in that ditch. They were born in witchcraft. They were born in idol worship. And God loves that soul. And God is for them. He wants to help them. But he needs you to live his life before them. And then when you minister to people, don't just go and read off a card. Go in prayer and ask the Lord to show you how to reach out to people. But live the life in the meantime. Until God show you how to minister to people. And that's something you have to learn, because in the wisdom of God, you're more likely to survive and not get killed. He'll train you and prepare you, teach you how to do warfare. But by all means, live the life of God. Be kind to all men. Representing Jesus to all. Don't be like the foolish pastors that loved the money and went with the world. And that's a plague now. In this country, we're doing the same thing that Israel did, and they got scattered about. So the curse causes will not come. But when the curse is merited, it will come. You know, Israel, they got driven out of their own land. Their wood was sold to them. When you read Lamentations, Jeremiah didn't like that. They called him the weeping prophet because he was crying over the country. The people went rogue, and then they lost their country. And they had to be driven out because of the same witchcraft, idolatry that they allowed. But when you walk in the light, now God is involved. And God will secure your country and your life. And he'll show you how to minister to people. See, if you minister to the wrong person and they kill you, then that's the end of your ministry. Well, that, you know, but not your testimony. Your testimony will live on. But if you allow God to train you, he'll show you how to minister to who. And you can minister to many wonderful people before you leave the earth. But remember something. To live is Christ, to die is gain. When we do die, we got something to look forward to. But we need to be here doing God's work until the Lord comes back. And he told me this. He said, when he raptures his church, not one mistake will be made. He will only get those that are his. And then recently he told me that there'll be families on earth looking for their people that got taken. And then there'll be families in heaven. There'll be people in heaven looking for their people from earth that didn't make it. And sometime they'll find them, and sometime they'll never find them. So this is a serious matter. We want our loved ones saved, of course we do. But the only way that can happen, live the life of God before them. And then, only then, if they respond to the light, they'll be saved. If they reject the light, then at least you will have done the best you can do. This is just the way it is. I've heard people say you can claim your parent, your people. Well, do that. But it's still up to that will. We don't make people get saved. We live the life of God before them. And if they appreciate the love of God, they'll respond. And be patient with people. And another thing, when you love God, you don't need anything from anyone. Whatever they do on your behalf is a bonus. If they help, you don't need encouragement. I learned this. You don't need encouragement. You stop being needy because you're full of the life of God. And whatever people do that's favorable is a bonus. And when you're waiting on God to do something, you know, there's a man's side and a God's side. There's a manward side and a Godward side. When you're busy doing the manward side stuff, you're in faith and you're acting on your faith and it's working and it's manifesting. It takes time. But, and then God does his, heaven does its part. And then in the duration of that time, you can enjoy every moment with the Lord. When I ask the Lord for things, I don't sit around and watch corn grow. First the ear, then the blade, then the corn in the ear. No, it's happening. That's understood. I busy myself doing other things I need to do and enjoy the Lord. And eventually time will happen, the duration will be over, and I have whatever it is I prayed for. But that's the way life goes. And the Lord showed, he taught me these so many. I walked in greater measures of peace by receiving the covenant vision that comes from the Word of God. And I love to listen to the Word. My nephew said, "You don't listen to music anymore." I said, "I love music. I just favor the Word." He always, whenever he come around, I'm listening to the Word. He'll never come around, I'm listening to music. I love music, but I love the Word more. Your appetite gets greater and greater in the things of God. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.